It was no coward the Achaean killed. He stood and fought for the sweet wives of Troy, with no more thought of flight or taking cover. In majesty, old Priam said, "My heart is fixed on going. Do not hold me back, and do not make yourself a raven crying calamity at home. You will not move me. If any man on earth had urged this on me, reader of altar smoke, prophet or priest, we'd say it was a lie and hold aloof. But no, with my own ears I heard the voice, I saw the god before me. Go, I shall, and no more words. If I must die alongside the ships of the Achaeans in their bronze, I die gladly. May I but hold my son, and spend my grief. Then let Achilles kill me." Throwing open the lids of treasure boxes, he picked out 12 great robes of state, and 12 light cloaks for men, and rugs an equal number, and just as many capes of snowy linen, adding a dozen chitons to the lot. Then set in order 10 pure bars of gold, a pair of shining tripods, 4 great cauldrons, and finally 1 splendid cup, a gift Thracians had made him on an embassy. He would not keep this either, as he cared for nothing now but ransoming his son. And now, from the colonnade, he made his Trojan people keep their distance, berating and abusing them. "Away, you craven fools and rubbish! In your own homes have you no one to mourn, that you crowd here to make more trouble for me? Is this a show that Zeus has crushed me, that he took the life of my most noble son? You'll soon know what it means as you become child's play for the Achaeans to kill in battle now that Hector's gone. As for myself, before I see my city taken and ravaged, let me go down blind to death's cold kingdom." Staff in hand, he herded them until they turned away and left the furious old man.